Hey everybody, it's Aaron Ramsey. Hope you're doing great. We just finished up 2 weeks of Envision University with our leaders, and we were in Denver a week ago and Texas this week, and it was just a really good time. So thanks to all the leaders for being there and for the team members for holding down the fort while leaders were learning. So I've been thinking a lot about something that I previously left a voicemail on, and it's around being offended, and I'll use the word offense throughout here, and really what it means, just it's offended or an offense, you hold an offense. And today I want to just focus on two areas where a person can be offended, and the first one is kind of surface level offense or being offended. And what I mean by that would be situations where maybe a coworker or a friend has done something that you just didn't like. Maybe your coworker puts a stapler on the wrong side of the keyboard, and it offends you. You know, you're like, gosh, I told Joe or Jane 100 times that that's not where I want my stapler. And by the way, I used to do this all the time at home. My wife would leave the toothpaste lid off, and I got so offended by it. Well, I just bought my own toothpaste now. You know, it's okay. I have my own toothpaste. But so back to the work thing, though. But you know, there are times that you know, and the people that we're around every day, they do things. People do things differently, And most of the time, it's not out of any ill intent. It's just they do things differently. And you know, my wife, for example, like she's so loving and caring and free flowing in life, is why she doesn't put the toothpaste lid on. It's not because she's trying to leave it off. It's just she's on to new things and she's ready to bounce to the next thing. And that's what keeps our family going, and you know, and living on the edge at sometimes, you know. So it's my wife's strengths that make that happen, and it could be a strength of somebody that you work with that, for whatever reason, they put the stapler on the other side, but the truth is that getting upset about things like that or being offended about things like that only hurts you, right? So. On the toothpaste thing, I would be always frustrated myself. I would be frustrated. My wife didn't care. I mean, she wasn't frustrated at all. But I was, and so I was becoming miserable over something so silly. So I would encourage you, if you are offended over something that is relatively minor, it could be work thing, it could be a friend thing, it could be your neighbor parking their car too close to your front yard. I mean, I don't know what it is, but if you're offended over something like that, I would encourage you to just let it go, because if you don't, you're actually just hurting yourself. You're getting worked up, you're getting negative, you're getting pessimistic about things, and you can let all these negative thoughts creep in your mind that you don't really need, and you just need to let those things go. I promise it'll make your life better. And maybe you just need to buy another stapler, you know, like I had to buy my own toothpaste. You know, I just bought an extra tube when I ordered toothpaste, and now I don't worry about it. But the other kind of offense is a little bit deeper, right? So, and these things are hard, by the way. So I'll give you an example for me. So, you know, my father, many of you know that my father took his own life 6 years ago. And so that took me a long time to get past the offended feeling that I had. I mean, you go through so many emotions in situations like that. And I was offended for a while. I was upset with my dad. And there's many other people, I'm sure, that have offense that's really deep. I mean, it comes from a childhood or it comes from other events in your life that can really cause you to be frustrated and offended. And so for me, it took at least 3 years. To get through the feelings that I had experienced, and you go through a journey. And so the key there is being willing to go through the path of releasing that offense in your life. It may not happen after a year. It may not happen after 5 years. It may not even happen after 10 years. But I would just encourage you that if you're holding on to something that is deep, and it's been there for a while, I would just encourage you to think about a way to go through the journey to find a healing of that, so you're no longer holding on to that offense. And it's hard. It is really hard, but I can tell you it's worth it on the other side. And I'm thankful that, you know, through the journey, I've been able to let go of that, and it's given me freedom in my life that I didn't have during that 3-year period. So I hope this is an encouragement to you today. It was kind of on my heart, and you know, I just my heart is that we all just live, you know, with joy, you know, joy in our heart. And if there's things that are holding us back from having that joy, to try to figure out how to get that released. So have a good day. Live a life of love. We'll talk to you soon.